Well, today is the octave day of Easter, and the earth is charged with resurrection energy. What is resurrection energy? Well, it is the power that brings life out of death. It is the power that changes hearts, that can create a new heart and a new spirit. It is an energy that brings change. So, how do we harness this resurrection energy? Well, it's what John says in our second reading from his first letter. Whoever loves a father loves the one begotten by him. This means that whoever loves God loves also his children. And that is the simple key to harnessing resurrection energy. It happens, it is released when we begin to love each other. John says elsewhere in this his first letter, chapter 3, verse 14, he says that when we love each other, we pass over from death to life. But if we do not love each other, we remain in death. And in the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to believe that love has resurrection power. He shows them his wounds. What are his wounds but the wounds of love? And by showing them his wounds, he shows them that love crucified arose. And in our first reading, we hear about this Christian community, early Christian community, in the Acts of the Apostles. And this is a community that is alive with the power of resurrection. It is characterized by the fact that the people in that community love and care for each other, and that comes before lands, houses, and money. Church, it is love that was the power in the one who rose from the dead. And because he wants to call us out of our tombs, he gives us his new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And what happens when we observe that commandment? Love one another as I have loved you. Well, John again tells us elsewhere in his first letter, chapter 3, verse 24, that when we observe Christ's new commandment and love one another as he has loved us, then, John says, we remain in God and God remains in us. Now, that's power. For when we love, we have the Spirit of Christ, the risen Christ, the great lover. And this is the Spirit that Jesus breathes on us, his disciples. A spirit, which St. Gregory the Great says, is for love of neighbor. And it is a spirit of mission. For just as the Father sent his Son to show us a love the likes of which the world has never seen, so Christ now sends us to do the same thing. Church, this is the season of grace. Now is the time to seize that resurrection grace. Now is the time to let go of grudges and resentments. Now is the time to let go of racial prejudice. Now is the time to let go of small, penny-souled intolerance. Now is the time to let go of cold, indifferent hearts. Now is the time for those of us comfortable with worldly possessions to turn our eyes to those in need. because it is love that will save us. It is love which will enable us to conquer the world. It is response to Christ's Easter mission that will raise us from the dead. Or we can just remain in our tombs. May the risen Lord be glorified forever. Amen.